Relationships, Sex, Passion, with Dr. Lori Petito. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
Welcome to Passion, a show about love, sex, and relationships. I'm your host, Dr. Lori Petito. I'm a clinical psychologist with a specialty in human sexuality. And tonight, alternative sex. It is a monthly feature where we explore the different ways people express their passion for sex. So tonight, you can ask your questions about BDSM, and you're going to hear a whole lot more about it as more and more people start to watch the famous film. Already famous, even though it hasn't been shown yet, because of the book, 50 Shades of Grey. Bondage, discipline, sadomasochism, or we can call it domination, submission, and all of that, or just kinky sex. With my guests tonight, Pierre and Catherine of BDSMCircle.com. They are the go-to know-how, know-everything people about this this topic. So, of course, they join us every single month.
Thanks for having us.
It's always a pleasure to have you both on.
Each time you say that 50 Shades of Grey, we want to cry.
I know you want to cry. I know you cringe, you cry.
Not that bad.
You're cruel to say this to us. I mean,
how about we all watch the movie first and then we'll be able to really talk about it. But well, did you read the book, Catherine?
Oh, yes.
Okay, you had to,
and
right?
It's basically a kinky harlequin.
Well, that's exactly what I said. It's written like a harlequin, which means really trashy and not the greatest write. It's certainly not a piece of literature, that's for sure. And that's exactly what it is, just titillating, highly sexual.
If only all dominants could be millionaires or billionaires and have planes and it'd be fabulous.
And all females from
the dungeon I would have.
Beautiful and young and virgin and... It's a dream of everybody. I mean, come on.
Oh, don't forget, she just graduated university as a virgin.
Right, that's part of it too.
But
right.
She loves sex, so you know, yeah.
Right. Well, okay, so that's, everybody's talking about it now. Once again, I mean, listen, you guys have been on the show long enough that we've, you know, way before even 50 Shades came out, so we've been talking about that that book, and now we'll watch the impact of the movie, and I'm going to be very curious to see what people have to say once they see the movie.
I'm scared.
You're scared. Okay, why are you scared, Pierre?
Right now we're having problem because some people goes into the lifestyle that we do with some weird ideas or not understanding some of the way things work, or it's like, okay, they're going to Walt Disney World, but this Walt Disney World is that wonderful place that is magical and stuff. And when they see the real
Disney World is magical.
But when they see the real Disney World, they just went, oh, it's just that. It's like, no, right. It's wonderful. But
my kids get tired after running around for 6 hours.
You know what it is? No, I know exactly what you're saying. And that is, I remember being an art student and looking at the Mona Lisa and thinking, oh, wow, the Mona Lisa. Can't wait to go to Paris and see the Mona Lisa. It took me 3 hours to get to the Mona Lisa in the Louvre.
Wow.
I stand before it and it looks like a postage stamp. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? That's it? And there were thousands of people in front of this stupid painting. I couldn't even get close enough to look at it. And I said, oh, I was so disappointed. So the expectations, the buildup of what it was.
Nobody can live up to somebody else's fantasy.
And that's true. Sometimes I will discuss with a female submissive, and they're telling me what they want from a dominant, and doesn't make sense. And I'm saying to them, what you're asking is not logical, doesn't make sense. This is what I want. Well, it's impossible. Well, this is what I want. Like,
well, where do they get these ideas from?
I don't
here?
Know, and this is my problem.
The media.
I'm going to swear now.
No, don't swear.
I know.
It's just, on the radio.
The problem is this. I'm afraid that the movie is going to come out. They're going to show. Okay, now all the dom has to be billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you know, beautiful looking guy, gorgeous and all that thing. And real people that do the lifestyle, that are regular people like us, it's like we're going to be told that you're not true, or it's not true what you're doing, or you're not right. Or it's like, right.
How come you don't look like Mr. Gray?
Exactly. And
not, no insult to you,
no,
by
no,
the
no.
way.
No, no, no. Okay, I understand. But,
well, you know what? I find when I talk to male slaves and male submissives.
These are worse.
Female, I'm on the hunt for a new one, okay? And as you're going through the ads...
I like the use of the words on the hunt.
It is crazy, some of the ads and the expectations. You know, I'm I'm a size like 14.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm not a small woman, but I'm not a huge woman
right.
either. And you know, it's amazing how many want you to have a fully equipped dungeon to be a size 3, 20 years old, available during the day, but they don't want to pay anything. So, mm-hmm. I mean, not that I charge, I don't mm-hmm. get me wrong, but if that's the case, you need to go to a pro dom because that's...
So
that's...
can you explain that to our listeners, pro, what you do versus somebody who's okay. a professional dominatrix?
Well, in a not very popular way, I'll say I'm not a prostitute, put okay. it that way. It's like someone who has... sex, or if you want to look at a vanilla thing, it's like someone who has intercourse because they're enjoying it with somebody, or someone who's charging for it.
Okay.
Someone who's charging for it, they may like sex, but you know what? They're just doing a service.
Okay. So you're not looking at it. That isn't what people come to you for at all.
Nope.
No, I don't.
This is just, this is the way you live your life.
It's not for profit. This is for my own pleasure and what we actually like to do. Okay. You know,
and the same for you, Pierre.
Well, for women, to you know, and I'm very sorry the way it's going to come out, but women can have sex with anyone they want. Basically, it's not like men. It's men dream to have sex, but yeah. women
they can stand on the corner and say, "Anybody want to have sex?
Yeah, well,
they'll find somebody.
Exactly.
You find somebody. Okay. So you have to be good if you want to find partner, or you have to be doing the right stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to find female subs and.
For a guy, you mean?
For a guy.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, when we do find female subs, we usually keep them for a long time because I'm not so bad, finally. You know?
Mm-hmm. So they tell you. Right.
They stay for
I'm
a
witness.
Test. Yeah. So
I guess, you know, and every time I have you on, I always feel compelled, like, to ask you more questions, you know, because sometimes we have new listeners who have no clue who you are, no clue what the hell this is about, what kind of lifestyle you have. And I always feel like we need to kind of reintroduce you a little bit because here
that.
We hear, you know, I'm listening to Pierre saying, you know, I have a submissive for life. What the hell does that mean? Does that mean you're having an affair? Does that mean it's an open relationship? Does that mean Catherine knows all about it? What does it all mean?
Okay. We are a married couple. We've been together for 15 years or so, and we both enjoy BDSM. Together, we have submissives or slaves. They are willing. It's not that anybody's doing anything
they
against
submit
the consent.
To your will somehow.
They,
yep.
they have consented to mm-hmm. to be our slaves or our submissives, okay? Everything is above board. Pierre knows everything. That mm-hmm. I do. We have certain guidelines between us.
We negotiate
you have
all
rules
the time.
Yep. Between
yeah, rules, absolutely.
Of what you can and cannot do sexually?
Sure.
Okay.
Sexually sure. And philosophically in some way. I mean, as strange as it sounds, I don't want any guys to fall in love with her.
Right. Well, you can't. Well, you can't. How are you going to stop that from happening? You just don't want her to fall in love with anybody else.
Well, you know
it's more
what,
like
though?
That.
There's different kinds of love. You know, I'm not going. Every once in a while, we get a submissive that thinks, well, I'm going to get one or the other from myself.
Yes, right. Actually, we had to deal with this.
And they want to break us okay. up because they want to, you know, live happily ever after with one of us.
Right. Okay, well, that's not going to happen, right?
No.
Well, that's where you guys are very solid together as a couple.
Yes, you were, and we have, and you mentioned this, we have an open relationship, mm-hmm. but we have rules.
Okay, we'll get back to what it means to have an open relationship and to have rules, because we've talked about open relationship here on the program before, and it doesn't always mean the same for everybody, you know? I mean... It does and it doesn't, but for different lifestyles, really. Mm-hmm. This is Alternative Sex tonight on Passion on CJD 800.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJD 800.
Tonight on the program, we focus on kink, BDSM, and my usual suspects here, Pierre and Catherine of BDSMCircle.com. If ever you are looking for information, that's the site to go to. For all kinds of information. Plus, they answer your questions if you have, and they will go into detail and take the time to answer your emails. So if you can call us here tonight, of course, at 514-790-0800, or you can text in at 514-800. If you do have questions about what it is to be a submissive, what it is to have an open relationship, how they live their lives, they're very open about it. They've been on the show Kink, if anybody remembers that. That was a few years ago, although that was pretty extreme. That was the media you don't like. You don't like to be portrayed that way, but just...
Well, it's part of the experience.
Right.
And we did a few projects with TVs since, but yeah.
It's a little exhibitionistic.
Yeah.
A little.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We hope it's more than little. I mean.
Okay. So you were looking for that.
But you know what? I love to show off. I love to be on media. I love to be on radio, mm-hmm. but I never listen to myself. I hate
most of
my
us
own
don't.
Voice.
Most of us do not like to listen to ourselves. I usually turn myself off.
Oh, really? Okay.
You're not the only one. You're not the only one with those slight insecurities.
And we use our appearance in the media to talk to more people because, like I always say, you can talk so much about safe word and safety, but at some point you just repeat yourself. The goal is to meet new people. Not just
to reach out to new people,
to meet new people, to talk to people, because this is great. It's about people.
To let people know they're not alone if they have these feelings. You're not crazy. You can be sane and still have these. You can still live this kind of life and be sane and functioning and
have regular jobs and professional.
We both work and you
betcha. This is what you want. I mean, you know how many people, after they met us, they say, oh, thank God I realized that I'm not crazy.
Right. Well, I think that, you know that that's why you're here, right? I mean, you realize that that's why you come here every month and that's why we want to have that so that, and we also know that it's been effective because people have reached out to you after listening to the show and said those exact words, oh, wow, what it was great to be able to, to hear from you or talk to you because now I know I'm not.
And I want to say this, if you have a wonderful sexual life, you don't need to try BDSM or stuff like this. But if your sexual life is not what you're looking for and you want to try BDSM, there is ways to do it.
Safe ways.
There's also safe ways. And as I refer to you in my book because there's a chapter on stretching the boundaries. And for a lot of people, stretching those, they don't have to do anything extreme. It's those little things, maybe, playing around with some of those ideas that they may have had.
Fun.
Yes.
It is so much fun for someone who's experienced to have someone who's not experienced, who, the first bondage or things like that. And they're like,
now you're talking 50 Shades of Grey.
That's great. except that,
you had to say that again.
We're not quite as broken as Mr. Grey, the rich boy, was.
Well, see, that's the interesting. Let's talk about that. He was broken. Exactly that. He was portrayed as really messed up.
Exactly.
Very, very messed up. And, with like some serious psychological problems. And you made the connection between his BDSM, his wanting to dominate, his, all of that, his wanting to possess, basically, and the fact that he had some real childhood issues and mommy issues and all kinds of issues.
Well, you know what? I had just about the perfect upbringing. I lived in a nice house in a nice neighborhood, and I had a great upbringing and
Maybe not messed up, but I bet you if I went through your life with you as a psychologist, I could pick out things where there could have been traumas, loss,
but
all kinds of things.
Everybody does, though.
Of course, but that could lead you down a path. But regardless, right? Let's just say it did.
Okay.
So what,
Dr. Laurie? Exactly. Let's talk about this for a moment. Everybody in their life has to go through trauma or stuff like this,
and
that they
have
to resolve.
And some do more than others, unfortunately.
This is what shape you later on as an adult.
Yes.
It's important. I told you this in the past, and I still believe in this. If we had the perfect society where everybody felt respected and stuff, fetishism would not exist.
Interesting.
And just think about it. It's all coming from this, and it's a reaction. Now we have a society that is the more and more extreme and violence and non-respect. I mean, you just have to look around you and you see things.
Yeah.
People react to that in a certain way. And I think this is one of the many reasons where fetishes are becoming more popular, like BDSM or any type of fetishism, being latex or,
Okay. Funny you guys never had that conversation.
We talk a lot about that.
Why don't we take a break and you guys can iron this out and then we'll continue this. You're listening to Passion right here on CJD 800.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Laurie Petito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJD 800.
Tonight we discuss BDSM every month. Pierre and Catherine of BDSMCircle.com join us in studio to talk about what it is to be a dominant, a submissive. These words you will hear so much more of when 50 Shades of Grey comes out as a movie and it just exposes more and more people to this, although millions of people already started looking into this after the books came out.
Well, but that's the problem. If you want to build a relationship based on exchange of power and you do it right, there's a lot of chance that you're going to be happy from this. But if you start to try to build a relationship and forget about some important stuff, you're going to have a failure and just make yourself more miserable. And this is where I have a beef against that.
It is. Except that in that movie, let me just say, but in the movie, or not the movie, but the book, let's say, there was an exchange of power, no question about it, right? But the love he felt for for Anastasia, for whatever, was palpable and very real, and so there was still the caring and all of that. There were the rules, there were the safe words, came in, right?
Yes, but there's more to a relationship than just the thing for play. The respect, me and Catherine, we can do what we do because we're always negotiating, we're always talking. We're always trying to figure out, oh, there's a new situation. How are we going to deal with this?
And you also do a whole lot of other things that are not related to BDSM, go to Disney every year.
A couple times if possible.
But that's part of this. We share things, and you're talking about BDSM, and you're right. BDSM goes further than just what we want to do for sex or for play. It goes to real life. Okay, we have to pay bills. Oh, we have some problem. We have to fix this. We have to fix that.
Okay.
And yes.
Bear with me. As I said, I'm looking at ads. And you'd be amazed how often all I see is, I like to be tied up.
And that's the ad?
The ad. Can you please tie me? Can you please beat me? God, I even get them, can you kill me? How sick is that?
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. There's a whole little thing of that in France, right?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Remember when I told you that some of the people don't make sense?
And, you know, I usually write back saying, no, the whole idea is to live to play another day. You know? But, you know, when people are putting ads out there, you got to put something more than just what you want in sex. Because you know what? Unless you're going to go to a pro dom who... She's
a professional dominatrix that you pay for.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know what she's getting out of it? She's getting money.
Right.
You got to give something to the other person, to the mistress or the dominant.
If
you're not paying for it.
Right.
And I want somebody who I actually like. Actually, I don't mind talking to.
Well, you're also having a relationship with somebody.
Absolutely.
Let's not forget, we were talking about having an open, you two have an open marriage, which means you do have relationships with other people.
That's right.
With limits.
Yes. And I want to talk about those limits coming up because those are important. Those rules. And this is what, you know, when we talk about BDSM and we talk about all these things, the rules are the most important part. The consent, the rules, all of that, which if we go back to when we were talking about the Jan Gomeshi thing, there were no rules. There was no consent.
Assault.
There was no, right. So there was a whole, again, it's a fine line, but we need to understand that. And so, yes, we do talk about it a lot. Yes, we may be repetitive to some, but I think the message needs to get out there, and that certainly is important. So we'll continue this discussion. If you have questions for Pierre and Catherine at BDSMCircle.com, they are here to answer them right here on Passion on CJAD 800.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
We're talking about kinky sex tonight, and we have a lot of discussions, Pierre and Catherine and I, on air, off air, and sometimes we're like, let's save it for on air. There's so much to say and stuff. I'm so curious, and there's so obviously you're very fascinating people, and you open yourselves up to our listeners. So if our listeners have any questions, you're very open to answering them. So very personal questions too, right? So people want to know what makes you tick, right?
Actually, if somebody goes on our website, they have a pretty good idea of who we are at some point.
Okay, there you go. Your story is there,
which
right?
Which can sometimes be a problem.
Okay, why?
Oh, well, yes.
Because if I'll get, I get a lot of male and female submissives writing me, okay? And if they go through the website and they're smart, they can figure out exactly what I want them to say.
Okay. So what you're looking for, in other words.
Yeah, exactly what I'm looking for. And
it's in their interest to give you what you want,
but
isn't it?
It doesn't mean
I would like someone who actually does like that, not just saying they like things, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So this is why. And some people have these crazy ideas of what we are. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You're asking about some of our reality. We're normal people. We have jobs.
Mm-hmm.
We have long days because, like everybody else, you know, you have to work to pay your bills. We get home. We have to do the cleaning. We have stuff. Yeah. So, but some people think that we do BDSM like all the time.
Right.
We stop just to do the radio shows. Like, I wish.
I do not put on my corset at 8 o'clock in the morning.
No, and keep it on all day.
No, no. Right. Nor do I
You
wear
dress
the
up to play. What you're saying is you have playtime.
Yeah, it's part of the fetish about
like
it.
Like you put on lingerie.
Mm-hmm. So you have playtime.
We'll put on the leather. Yeah.
But otherwise, your days are... There might be days that you don't do anything of BDSM related.
Because we're normal people. It's like there's people who have sex often, but there's days they don't have sex because... The at work days was long. It was hard.
Something
It's the same for us. We're normal people, and we.
I don't particularly like the word normal because that normal is what does that even mean? The word normal, but you're average. You're
average.
Kind of
average. I accept average.
You're you know, well, average in some ways and not in other ways.
Fine, thank you.
Well, I'm
you're special.
Well, I'm thank special. You. But really I'm going special. To tell you something. Each time we talk to new people, we discover things about these new people. And I can tell you that there's a lot more people that are quote unquote special than you think. Some people don't realize that they have things that they're wonderful or amazing about them.
It's amazing how many people think that they'll be able to somehow look at us and tell, oh, they're into BDSM.
Right. Well, you can't.
Not everybody looks like a punker. Mm-hmm. Not all punkers are into BDSM. In fact, most aren't, despite wearing a leather collar and stuff. It's just a fashion statement for many young people.
I thought the good fashion was Finnish.
That was a fashion when I remember when I was like in my early, late teens, early 20s. That was a fashion thing.
Not long ago.
People wore the... Yeah, thanks.
The cuffs
and the... Yeah, one on the arm. Like, I went through a little punk phase. So I remember that. Like, I remember those, you know, things. Some people
so
wore collars.
Have to see pictures.
Yes. Yeah, no. Not going to happen. Wasn't too extreme anyway. Yeah.
But that's it. I mean, and this is what we have to fight against.
You know, a lot more people do this than you think.
Yes.
There's a good chance the lady sitting beside you on the bus... Your postman, you know, I mean, we know doctors and lawyers and professionals.
Cashiers,
politicians,
truck driver.
Cashier, you bet.
Teachers.
Accountants.
Yeah.
Blue collar. Just everybody. And in all sorts of shapes and sizes. I mean, when you look on in the media and stuff, all of the mistresses are like, you know.
Size zero
and you know.
Oh, gorgeous.
Don't forget the double E breasts, right? And the whole
course.
Thing.
Of course, right.
And. It's just not realistic.
No.
It's just everyday, normal, just your average people that do this.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's not the movie portrayal of it. It's
no.
No, but that's a problem. Many men will go into the lifestyle, and when they see real people doing their stuff, they're disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, no.
So their expectations are a certain way based on what they see in probably in pornography, obviously.
And then just their fantasies.
Mm-hmm. Well, but fed often by pornography. And in porn, people are hired because they look good.
I know.
Exactly.
I know, but you know. Because this is what sells. But people don't think.
Well,
this is what I... It's
well,
the problem.
You know, you say that people don't think. Many people don't. They get influenced greatly by lots and lots of things. We could have a whole discussion on the influence
friend,
of porn,
right,
and studies have been done on that already.
You know what's really sexy? Somebody who's intelligent.
Oh God, yes.
No, and they could have anybody shape they have, but if you talk to someone that is interesting and sometimes get into
that's for you, Pierre. That's for you. That's important,
no,
and for Catherine,
what?
That's important.
Well, it is certainly important for us, but for people we talk to too, it tends to be pretty important too because you want to be able to have a conversation, want to be able to negotiate, and make sure they understand what you're saying,
right?
And you know what? It's hard. It's hard sometimes to negotiate. It's real primal, private things you're talking about.
Right.
It's hard to say, yeah, I want you to do this to me. I'd really like that, and so.
To a stranger.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is when we talk.
And it's the worst part is you have to keep negotiating. So because things change.
Yep.
Once you've been doing it for 6 months and you're actually into it a little bit, Well, then you'll realize, oh, I don't think I like that, but I do like this.
Can I just ask you a couple of questions? You were saying before, Pierre, that you, when you're a dominant, when you have a submissive, that you maintain a relationship for sometimes a very long time. What kind of relationship is it? And you say it's open, meaning Catherine is fully well aware of it, but what kind of relationship is it? Is there emotional involvement? Like, how does it work?
Okay, BDSM is based on emotion. It could be different emotion. It could be emotion of the time, but when you do something to someone, you want, for me to feed as dominant, I need to see emotion. If you give me some acid that have no emotion, she's not interesting.
Okay.
And this is why somebody with somebody who's intelligent sometimes could explain their emotions. It's more sexy this way. So for me, this is how I feed. Give me someone who show emotion. Give me someone who react to what I'm doing. And
but what do you do? This is going to be very private. But what do you do sexually then with them? What are your rules? Like, what are your sexual rules between the two of you that you...
The big line first is, of all, safe sex.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
okay, but I want to know more than that.
Okay. Usually we, right now, and we will, it has happened in the past, but usually it's no intercourse with the sub.
Sometimes.
Okay.
So it happens sometimes, but that we negotiate.
Okay. And you talk about it beforehand.
Yes.
Okay. So you're allowed to fool around, but no intercourse.
Well, anything else it goes.
Well,
but no intercourse.
You can have intercourse. It depends.
Well, then how do you make that rule?
I need to know
about
it.
It's the same for
it. It is a totally different thing than if you had some girlfriend on the side. Oh my goodness. Okay. I'd divorce.
Okay, but hold on a second. What's the difference between having a girlfriend on the side and having the submissive on the side?
It's negotiated.
I know about it.
She knows about
it. Okay, there's no cheat. You're right. It's not cheating in this because you
know
about it.
It's betrayal.
Right.
Okay, I know about it. I have also negotiated the person and probably played with them as well.
Okay. So you're involved to some degree with the other person as well.
Sure.
Yep.
And we'll help them with self-improvement projects.
This is something we're big on.
What, the sharing of?
No, the self-improvement. Well, okay. We share, but self-improvement for us, it's really, really important.
Okay, so there's that doesn't talk to me about the sexuality part of it. Somebody who comes to you and says, I want to be your submissive, Pierre.
Yeah.
What does that mean? What does that involve?
I will dress her usually in the way I like and sometime. I will experiment on her, all kind of stuff. Because
like what? What do you mean all kinds of stuff? What? Okay. What?
Let me. He's being shy.
Why? He's the one who's... He's the.
It could be that it's... he might use...
ropes.
Insertable things, we'll just say. I don't know the proper...
Okay.
Name? I don't want to say
dildo. Well, you could say dildo.
Okay, dildo or whatever. You may use dildo.
We're allowed to say those words.
Or ropes. Uh-huh. It could be sensation play that he'll do.
It could be pure S&M.
It could be S&M where he's given a spanking or whatever. It depends on that submissive's or slave's limits, right?
It could be sexual.
It could get very sexual. He may get oral sex from them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, things like that. Now, I may also get oral sex, but I would never give. Oral sex.
So that's your rule.
Well, that to me would be very submissive.
Oh, right.
So
okay.
I wouldn't do that.
Okay. So that you consider that
it's a more of a submissive position than in that case, yeah.
Okay. Now we're getting into the nitty-gritty. Now we're learning a bit more of what goes on there. More with Catherine and Pierre. And if you have questions, you too can ask them right here on CJD 800.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJD 800.
Tonight on the program, alternative sexuality. For several years now, I guess. I'm not even sure how many years it is, but for several years now, we've been talking with Pierre and Catherine of BDSM Circle. And I found the need that there's a lot of questions about kink and what that is and alternative sexuality. And I know we had you once, and then the feedback was like, we need more, you know, so we need more education. So we decided we're going to do this regularly to answer the questions. Let me just answer this question from a text who says, I'm married and I'm always... I am the one always asking for sex, which my wife does give to me, but I don't understand why. Why doesn't she ask for sex? Is it normal? It's perfectly normal. There's nothing not normal about it, except some people are raised not to act, you know, they're raised to to be more submissive, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. It's a cultural right. thing, and they signed Ali, so I'm assuming there's a Middle Eastern culture there too. So the submission part of it is part of a culture too, that women don't initiate sex, and that is, and you know, it's interesting, the use of his language, which my wife gives to me, you know, as if sex is only for the guy. And it's what he wants, so it has to be given to him. And I have this
giving to her,
right?
Sharing,
exactly. I look at sex as something that is shared, and I always give women crap for this because they feel that they have to give, take. You're allowed to take for yourself. Why do you feel it's something you have to give a partner? You don't give. You give and take. It's you share. It's not even what you give. What you share. So this concept of she gives it to me whenever I want it is a submissive thing to say.
Yes. You know, it's interesting that you said that.
Or a dominant thing to say.
We are, in the last few years, seeing more and more Middle Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
Coming into the lifestyle. More and more Middle Eastern men want to be submissive.
Okay, because and they're put into a position.
Exactly.
And Mediterranean too, right? It's all, we're talking about a whole section of the world where men are supposed to be super macho and they're supposed to be the ones who are in charge and in control, and they don't always want to be.
That's right.
You mentioned about giving and taking, okay, with your partner. This is part of the relationship. And BDSM, it's the same. You could be a submissive, you could be a dominant, but remember, we need to have complementary needed.
Mm-hmm. Well, they wouldn't come back, would they?
Exactly.
I mean, if we're not fulfilling some of their needs as well as they're fulfilling ours. Well,
it doesn't work.
You know, they're not going to last with us very long.
Well, what you're looking for are just our partners to be part of your lifestyle, like the lifestyle of the BDSM
lifestyle.
Yeah, but
would be right to say it. I mean, we're trying to give them more than what we can, but there's a limit to what we can give
them. But it's more than a play. It's a relationship that you establish with them.
Because of the trust, because you need the trust. If you tie up someone and start doing things to her, she need to trust you a lot.
Right.
Yeah. So
that brings me back to your ads. People post these ads and say, please tie me up. Like, why would somebody just... ask a stranger to tie you up.
That's part of the problem. Yeah.
One at a time. Go ahead.
First of all, they're writing us at our site, or they're writing on sites that are for that.
Specialized
sites. So they're not just writing somebody out of the...
Obviously. Yeah.
But it's because, you know what? They're finally ready to explore this. They've usually been fantasizing about it for years and years and years. Now they're making the step, and all they're thinking about, they're not thinking about like a whole person, that mistress or master's a whole person. They're just thinking, that's the one that can tie me up. So that's what they do.
This is what I want. These are the actions that I want, or the behaviors that I want, not really looking at it within the context of any kind of relationship.
Exactly.
Let me make a parallel. It's like a man who wants to get laid would just say, I want to get laid. You think it's going to succeed?
Oh, and the penis pictures. Oh, they're just...
You get those too?
You know, and it's just...
Yikes.
Nobody wants to see that. It is not a selling point. I don't care what it looks like. It's not a selling point.
Don't ask me why. Women send breast picture.
To you? Yeah.
Well, in general.
Right.
And the funny thing is, on our website, we have a space for ads. And we don't allow any picture. If somebody cannot sell themselves just with word, they have a problem.
So you don't...
No pictures.
You get to decide who goes on and who doesn't, obviously.
Of course.
Well,
it's our site.
Usually, yes. But if somebody is polite and trying to make some sense, we put them on. And there's no problem.
Sure.
But some people... And she's right. I want a mistress. Period.
Right.
Yeah, good luck.
Well, good luck with that. You know, there's... The thing is, there's lots of people who want mistresses. Yay. And
so there's lots of people who want to be submissive.
Out. Absolutely.
There's
and
more.
And then, you know, you need to stand out from the crowd.
Yep.
Can I just answer this question? This guy says, the same guy says, so I have decided not to ask for sex and see if she needs it. I feel that I'm being selfish if I am the one only asking. What do I do? First of all, if you don't ask for sex, she's not going to need it the same way you need it. This is the mistake. So if you stop asking her for sex, she's going to think something's wrong and she may take it personally, or she may think you're doing it somewhere else or something else. So be very careful. Women don't need it in the same way that men need it. Most women, I'm not talking about Catherine, necessarily you, Catherine, but, you know, 3/4 of women in long-term relationships will not say they need sex.
But they enjoy want affection.
Yes, they need affection. They need touch. They need connection. They need attention. But they don't need the sex in the same way. So if you wait for her to need it then to ask you, you're going to wait a long time. Okay. It doesn't mean she doesn't want to have sex with you. It doesn't mean she doesn't enjoy it every time she's with you, but it may mean that you initiated because you're the one who the need comes up for. And so, you know, sometimes you just have to accept the initiation. You might say to her, do you mind if I initiate sex? Like, please tell me if you're not in the mood, it's okay. Or if you, you know, something else is going on, I don't want to pressure you with my asks for sex. That you can say. So that's, that would be my, anyway, my advice for you,
Ali. You
know
what?
Go. You can add one more thing.
Okay. You know what? Why don't you try cuddling with her and doing that on a regular basis, yeah, and see if she wants to take it any further?
That could be, or maybe not. Maybe that's just nice also, yeah, just maybe. In and of itself. It's part of sexuality. A couple of last words with Pierre and Catherine coming up next here on Passion on CJD.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
Tonight on the program, BDSM, or kink, or alternative sex, or different ways people express their sexuality. Pierre and Catherine express it in their own way, calling it their lifestyle. Although when I hear the word lifestyle, we refer to swingers, really, when we talk about the lifestyle. Well, but this is the BDSM lifestyle, so that's a whole other thing. So if you have questions, you can always send them to BDSMCircle.com. And we were talking about people who put ads, because after you're on this program, I get emails that I end up sending to you, or you get emails that say, hey, look, somebody, one of your listeners sent them in, asking exactly that. How do I find a mistress? How do I find a dominant, you know, part, a dom?
There's
how
website.
So let's talk a little bit about how, if you were looking, what do you do?
There are specialized websites.
Like yours?
Yes.
Okay.
But there's some website dedicated just to find partner, but they have million and million of people on them, and good luck to try to have an answer.
Okay.
Often is, if someone has ever put an ad up, they never take it off. So some of them could be ads from years and years and years ago.
Okay.
So,
and they keep, and
you know,
they,
but they want to say, oh, we have a million people. So, you know, it's not always realistic. There's actually an article on our website that tells you and gives you tips on how to make an ad. You want to think of it almost like a job resume. You want yours to stick out. You want yours to, well, that may be a bad term, but you want yours to be
good choice of
outstanding
words,
yeah. or
right.
You know, so. Because
just
mistresses
like you would be,
a lot of emails. Every mistress.
Okay.
Gets a lot of emails. I have lots of friends that are also female dominants, and it's like, oh, wow.
So describe more about yourself. Write full sentences. And by the way, if you make too many error with your grammar,
the spell check.
Use the spell check. Try to. And French is the same. Some people are crazy. Forget the pictures.
Spell check.
You don't need a picture of yourself or of your penis or your breast or whatever. No, you don't.
Okay.
Just if you want to send a picture of yourself, send a beautiful picture of you smiling.
Right.
Okay. Your body size is not important. If you have somebody serious,
be honest. If you are a BBW, say it. There's people who want to be like a big, bold, beautiful woman.
Woman.
If you're a larger woman or a larger man, say it. Be honest.
It's all right.
Because you know what? You're just wasting your time talking to somebody if they're not going to talk to you because you're, you know, a size 18 or something.
And you're wasting other people's time if you're not being honest and truthful.
If you're in a relationship, say so. Say what, you know, what your life is all about and stuff. And just be honest. And that seems to be lacking
a lot.
Fair.
But that's lacking in every, not just in this area. When I talk to people on online dating sites all over the place,
it's too
bad people don't have the integrity.
Unfortunately, no one-line email. That's it.
Okay, good.
It's all
we
about
got
consent.
No one line, and it's all about consent. We'll end it there. Thank you guys so much for being with us. And I'm not sure about next month, but for sure we'll have you back in March, and then we can talk about the whole
vacation.
It's my vacation. But then we'll talk about the whole 50 Shades of Grey phenomenon. Okay, go away. You're right. Thank you to David Simon in Master Control, and thanks to all of you for tuning in. News coming up next, followed by Joey Elias and The Comedy Show. Have a wonderful rest of the evening, and please remember, life is short, so do take the time to smell the flowers and indulge your passions.
Listen to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD and CJAD.com.